Sunday morning, Parshas Vayishlach, Tovshin Pei Aleph. Zok Tehelik Gemara on Daf Yudam and Beis. We're at the words Tana Rabbanan, approximately 18 lines down from the top. Last word in the line is me, and there's an asterisk between Tana Rabbanan and me. Okay, Zok Tehelik Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Bais. Misha Yimisana L'Tzora, somebody fasted because of a Tzora V'Yavro, and the Tzora passed. Alachoyla, because somebody was sick, Vinis Rappa, and he became cured. Harizem Misanu Mashlam, he has to complete the Tainus anyways. Rashi has a different order in the Gemara, he has Choyla first. Rashi also adds that Hu Adin, if you were davening for somebody and the Rachmanal on the Choyla died, you also have to finish fasting. A place where they're not fasting to a place where they are fasting. He must fast with them because of the chumrah of the makom that he went to. From a place where they are fasting, the makom shemisan to a place where they're not fasting. He must finish the fast. Why? Because of the chumras of the makom that he left. This is a sugya in Maseches Psachim about taking on the minhagim of the place that you were in and the place that you come to. Zokti Gemara, shochach v'yochal, if he forgot and he ate, meaning he came.
Is this just saying that there's a couple of three Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and you take it on it to like one chavilah, one package.
Correct.
If
someone gets sick, Rachman Alson, and they die, or better, someone gets sick and they get cured, you only have to finish fasting that day. You don't have to take on the other two Tanesim.
Right, but it says Vinisrapa. So, in other words,
Vinisrapa on a Monday, in the middle of Monday, he's cured. So you have to finish fasting Monday. But you don't have to fast the following Thursday and Monday. Zokti Maravaita.
But what's the mash then? Mashlim
means that day. You have to finish fasting that day.
So then it's not a three, always three.
Right.
When I read that beginning of the price, I thought it was...
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Why
not like that. Mashlim means the
right.
Day. You have to finish the day. You mean mashlim is plural? That's what you're asking.
I'm just saying, I read that as... I'm fine if I'm incorrect.
Maybe somebody says it. I don't know. I wouldn't have read it that way. Mashlim, I thought. Mashlim means a day. Yeah, plural means for the other people. Zokti Amar Avayta Shochal. Shochach, he forgot. V'yochal, and he ate. V'shos, and he drank. Al Yisra'ev, if ne'yatzi, but don't appear in front of the people as though you are a person who ate and you're satisfied. Rashi says an incredible mashal, which is mentioned by Chazal, you look like a chosin bein aveilim b'yiskanu boy, and people will be jealous of you. Don't do it. Okay, and because of that, the Gemara gets into something else. Yanik ba'idunim and don't. Yanik ba'idunim b'yatzmai. That means don't say, since I'm not fasting anyways, I can eat whatever I want and eat a lot. Shenema v'yamayakol l'bon of lamat Yisro. Famous pasuk with a famous reaction, Lamat Yisro. Don't show yourself off. What does this mean? Talk to Gemara. Amal of Yaakov Laban. If Yaakov told the Shvatim, Al tiru atzmechem kishatem sveim. Don't make it look as though you are sveim. Lo yibnei Yisro not in front of Esav. Lo Yishmael not in front of Yishmael. Lo yibnei Yisro lo yibnei Yishmael. Kedesh is kind of emshed. They should not be jealous of us because they had wheat. They had enough food. Rashi says. But don't make it look like not, and therefore, because of that, they went down using the term like they faked it out. It's a little bit strange here. That's what it seems to say. Or maybe it means before they went down. Maybe it means before they went down. Before they went down. I'm not sure. Maybe it means only before they went down. Because when they went down, I think Rashi says in Chumash, they were taka hungry. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure now for this. Okay. Omar Rabbi Elozer. Omar Lam Yosef Liechov Altis Asku. Excuse me. Al Tigger Zubederech. Then we're going to dash another pasuk. Al Tigger Zubederech. Ay. What does this mean? Omar Elozer. Omar Lam Yosef Liechov. Yosef told his brothers. Altis Asku B'dvar Halacha. Don't get involved in a Dvar Halacha when you go back to Eretz Kenan, or Eretz Israel, to see our father. Shabbat, Tigris Ubederech. Maybe you'll get very involved and it will get heated and you will get lost. I don't understand this because Lamaisa, this is their fourth trip. They came down once, they went back up, they came down again, and now they're going back up. It sounds like Yosef is being a little bit like a mother to them. I think people could have gotten aggravated. Yosef, we know the way already. Don't tell us about Dal Tigris Ubederech. I don't know what it means. See, you could say it means don't talk about selling me and get all upset with each other. But that's what Chazal is saying here. Okay. Two people walking along the way and don't talk to me. Torah really sarif. There's a fire between Elio and Elisha. Time and Ikadiba, but the buzzer says because they were talking, they were saved from the fire. Holeka Diba, had they not been talking, really sorry, they should have been burnt. So you see, you should be talking and learning. What else should you be doing while you're walking in the way? Like Asha. Hola Migris, Hola Yune. One's talking about Migris, meaning Bekiyazdik, you'll say over Mishnayas by heart. Hola Yune, one's talking about Iyun. Iyun, you should not do. I will tell you from my own personal experience that I was once talking to my son in the car. He was on the phone. I was talking to him. I had a headpiece. It was Mutter. I was talking to him. I got so excited that before I knew it, I had a cop behind me pulling me over to the side because I was going too fast. So it's also something you got to be careful about, even Bismanenu. I know Gedolei Olam who would not let the Talmidim talk to him if the Talmud was driving. Talmud was driving. If you're not driving, obviously, you can learn Be'yud as much as you want.
Is it distinction?
Go ahead.
When it says, but...
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, originally it says, you should... It's halacha. Is halacha a different type of learning than just learning...
It's a good dig, but I would tell you, I would tell you, Lav Davka. Halacha just means Torah. Ain't like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dala Amish Halacha Bulvad. Okay. Zokti Maravaita. Yeah, I don't think so. Not the way they learned that. I don't think so. Vaybedan Dibri Torah. Okay, really sorry to be here. I'm a hoch and hold up with Dobba. I'm a hoch and hold up with Dobba. I'm a hoch and hold up with Dobba. Really sorry. Like Kasha. Hold up. Migra. Hold up. Unit. My sister told me we have a Bryson. I'll tell you. See a gasa. Do not take big steps. Vechnisu chamo the ear. Don't take big steps when you're walking. And also, don't. Vechnisu. You should come into the city chamo the ear. I'll tell you. See a gasa. Do you have a gasa? Big steps. Now you tell us. Echod mechomesh meyois mimor eno shel odom. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to exercise and jog. It means you're not allowed to take big steps when you're walking somewhere. V'chnisu chamo, the year, k'rav Yehuda Marav, the Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, v'yodom yitzeh odom b'chitoiv, yikodes b'chitoiv. A person should go out when it's light and come back when it's light. Shenema raboika orba anoshim sholchu. And Rashi says the reason are because that you won't get involved with armed robbers, you won't fall into potholes on the road, and also people may say that you're a ganif. Or a spy. On Bismanenu, I never heard anybody be makbid on this. To take a late flight, to drive through the night, to go to the airport early when it was dark out. I haven't heard people be makbid on this, but I'm not sure if there's some manhaga to avoid this. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Chiya. Rav Huda said the name of Rav Chiya. Amahalik b'derech al yoich al yoich mishnei rava. And somebody going in the way should not eat more than he would eat during a famine. My type, but why shouldn't you eat so much when you're going in the way? Because of intestinal problems, if you're eating and bouncing along the road, it's a problem. Because you're not going to get food along the way, therefore you should be careful to ration your food. Ration your food. Zakti Yamara. It's an interesting Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Hocha Talmud Zeh Bavli. Hocha means here in Bavel. Here in Bavel. I'm going to talk about this in a moment. Bimarava always means in the west, because Eretz Yisrael was west of Bavel. Amri Mishim Mizoyne. My Beinayu, what's the difference? Ika Beinayu, another blot in Shas, Baruch Hashem, Holy Rabbi Yisai. The Yosef Biarbo, if you're going on a boat, there's a problem of rationing, but there's no problem of stomach because it's not so difficult on the body. Inamini goes, oh, my own alone, you're going from one place to another place. Rashi says, and there you will have food. There's no problem of food, but there will be a problem of the intestinal problem. Rav Papa, call parsa, parsa, every time you walk the parsa, ochol chodarifta, he ate bread. Kosova mishamayna, he held it was an intestinal problem. And Rav Papa was a large man, he had no intestinal problems. He had no intestinal problems. Rashi says, two pshatim. In one pshat, he says a large beton, a large kreso. Rashi, between the two pshatim, inyan acher. I'm bringing in these two Rashis to tell you the following. Inyan acher, laniyas daiti, is not the way Rashi normally speaks. Rashi normally says, dover acher, not inyan acher, normally. Number one. Number two, three lines on the bottom, on the Yomid Beis, Rashi said, hocha, talmud zeh bavlihu. I have a suspicion that these two Rashis are another raya, that Rashi in this Masech is not really Rashi, because Rashi would have explained this much earlier in Shas. We're already holding more than 500 blot in Shas. This is not the place to explain it. I have a feeling this Pirish is not Rashi. Zokki Marabai, the three lines on the top. Amr Yudam Rav. Kol Amar Rav, Tzvavi Shani Rav, and anybody who starves himself, meaning doesn't eat a lot, Bishnei Rav, and Nitzel, mean Misa, Mishuna, will be saved from a Misa, Mishuna. Now here Rashi says, an interesting thing, what does Misa, Mishuna mean? Six lines on the top, six narrow line. Misa Mishuna Meis Becherev, the person will die Becherev Uberov. Cherev and Rav is called Misa Mishuna. Because Misa She'inu Bidei Malachamovis, I don't know what he means by that exactly. Any Misa which is not by the Malachamovis, can derech kol Adam Al Mitoso, like the derech of a person to die Al Mitoso. Al Mitoso is considered a regular Misa. Not Al Mitoso is considered a Misa Mishuna. Thus the famous story with Rabban Tzatzal, when I went to the Mafia person to get out those 20 bachim, yeshiva bachim in France, and he asked for a bracha, so he gave the mafia person a bracha, he should die in his bed. Maybe this is the makor for that. Die in his bed. Everything that Rabaran said came from makor, from Shas, from Torah, from Chazal. He should die in his bed. Die in his bed. Zok Gemara Vayter. Ha'ilke Gemara Vayter. Yeah. Shenema berov poncha mimoves meiro mi boile. Should say, from hunger the person will be saved. What is Birov? Elohi Goba, Bishar Shemarev Atzmoy, Vishene Re'ovoin. Nitzel Mimisa Meshura, because of the Schar, that he conducts himself properly by not eating too much. Therefore, he will be saved from a Misa Meshura. Zaki Marabai Tabri Shlokish also Lugal Shabbish Mitosai. Person may have relations with his wife. B'shnei re'ovain during a time of famine. Shenem v'l'yosef yolad shnei bonim b'terem tovoi shnas harov. Why did it say b'terem tovoi shnas harov? Because the shnas harov, one should not have relations with his wife. Tana, chasuche vonim, but somebody who does not have children or was not mekayim in the mitzvah puru v'hu etzer machloikis. Misham shemito seyem, b'shnei re'ovain, they may do it. B'shnei re'ovain. Tana rabbanim v'lentu l'braisa. B'zman sheyishol shri b'tzar. And somebody goes away from this makom tzar because he doesn't want to be with everybody who's in tzar. The two malachei ashoris, which we've been talking about in shul lately, the two malachei ashoris that go with a person, they accompany a person, what do they do? And they come and they are upset with the person. He should not see when the consolation for the tzibur comes. He should not get it. He should not get it because he was pirish from the tzibur. He was pirish from the tzibur. Unbelievable. The two malachim say that. But look what the Gemara says now. Another brisa. As much as he was shorim b'tzar. In my house, I got plenty of food. Loichel v'eshte. V'sholem alachanashi v'maisakein alav akosav oimer v'inei sastoin v'simcha aroyg bekar v'shochet tzoyin al echol basa v'shoy siayin achol v'shosu ki mochor nomus maksiv basrei v'nigla v'ozdei Hashem tzavokos v'chuparov v'nazer lochem ad temusun. Do not separate yourself from the tzibur and say, I have whatever I need and I don't have to worry about the tzibur. Zok the Gemara Vaitana on the second line, ad kan Midas Beinanim. That's
still the. Here? Still this price? Or is it the Gemara?
Ad kai midas beinanim, that's the Gemara. Ad kai midas beinanim. Avo, but midas rishon maksiv. Asoyo echo yayim vidis ovo sheikho vohoyo kizay yoy mochor. By rishon, it's worse. By rishon, it's worse. Rashi says, Godol yoysim roid, it's going to be worse by the rishon. And then the Gemara says, Maksiv basrei hatzadik ovad v'ein ish somalev ki b'nei ha'ra, because of the ra nesaf hatzadik, the tzadik is gathered in. El yitzar odom im hatzibur, a person should be together with the tzibur, shekei mashinu b'moshe Rabbeinu should tzir atzmo im hatzibur. Where do we see Moshe Rabbeinu was tzir atzmo im hatzibur? Shenema v'idei Moshe kevedim, at the end of Parshas B'shalach, Moshe's hands were very heavy. He was holding them up during the Muhammad. V'ichu Evan, he took a stone. V'yisimu tachtov. V'yoshua led, he sat on it. V'chilo, hoyelo, the Moshe kar achas. He didn't have a pillow. Akisa zachas, some type of cheer. Leishim alev, he sat on a stone. V'lekachem ha-Moshe, hoyel v'yisrael shri b'tzar. Afani e'yimohem b'tzar. I will also be with them b'tzar. I will also be with them, Bitsar. I was once in a car, and a person told me that he heard from Rav Shulman. Rav Shulman was the son-in-law of Rav Isaac Sher, the father-in-law of Moshe Hillel Hirsch, who's the president of Rosh Yeshiva in Slabodka. And he said that he heard from the wife of the Chavetz Chaim, that during the 8 years of World War I, Chavetz Chaim was already in his late 70s, early 80s. He never once slept in a bed, only on the floor. Only slept on the floor. Go to Iskimar. During the entire time of World War II, Rav Shagafavu Mendelovich never ate a piece of meat. He never ate a piece of meat during the entire time of World War II. Chol Mitzar Asim Et Tzibur, Zaych V'Roi V'Necham Et Tzibur. V'Shem V'Yem V'Rodo Mi Meid. Who's going to know? I go home and I take something out of the fridge and I sit down and have a good supper and nobody's going to, who's going to know? Shem on me, may it be, Abnei Beisha Shalodom, Mekoriz Beisha Shalodom, Eden Boy. The Avodim of his house.
Yeah, but did that include, question, did that include Yom Tovim? He wouldn't eat on Yom Tov also or only in the weekdays?
That's a good question, Mr. Kossoff. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know.
I read an article a few years ago that Rebbetzin Cutler, Arnes Rebbetzin, didn't put sugar in her coffee during World War II.
Yep. As we state in the Gemara, great people. Zok the Gemara like that. V'shema yoyma mimeyed bi avnei beis shalodom, v'kares beis shalodom, the stones of the house, the beams of the house, they'll be made by shenema ki evan v'kir tizak, k'vay v'yosya enneno. The bir of shiloh, Omri, Shnei Malachi, Ashoris of Alam, the other back to the two Malachim, they're going to be made. Hey, me, no love, Shanema, he Malachim, Yitzav, Loch. Rabbi Chitcha, Oimer, Nishmosoi, Shalodo, Mimeida, Lavoi, Rachman, Lislan. The Nisham of a person is going to be made. Shanema, Meshech, Veshe, Kech, Shema, Pisre, Picho, Yesh, Oimer, may Varav, Shalodo, Meden Boy. The Avarim, the limbs of a person will be made. Shanema, Atam, Eidai, No, Mashem, Kele, Muna, stop. Atam, Eidai, No, Mashem. Kele, Muna, Vein, Ovel. Just like he pays back to Rishon and Elam Abba, I feel all Avera Kalo, they get punished Elam Abba for every single Avera. And the Vilna Gaon said to somebody who was in jail with him once, who ate an apple without a bracha, he said, for that also you're going to get punished. The guy looked at the Vilna Gaon and said, Rebbe, I've been Machal Shabbos, eating on Kippur, I did every single Avera. No. You think because you were Machal Shabbos, you get a break for eating an apple without a bracha? They don't give you a break. You have to make a bracha on an apple also. What do I care for you, Mechal Shabbos, for the last 40 years? And I think they say over to the person who became a Baal Tshuva on the spot. Shayzer Roman, Arishom, Lelam Abba, Afil Avera Kalo, Shayzer Kach Nefram, and Tzadikim, Lelam Azeh, Al Avera Kalo. Where did Tzadikim get punished for an Avera Kalo? In Oilam Hazeh. Shayzer Kach Nefram, and Tzadikim, Lelam Azeh, Al Avera Kalo, Shayzer V'ein Oil. V'ein Ovel, stop. V'ein Ovel. Yishem, Shemashal, Mitzchal, Tzadikim, Lelam Abba. I feel a mitzvah kala. Choice, and just like tzaddikim will get schar in oilam haba for every mitzvah they did. Kach mishal mitzchal rishon belam azeh. Rishon will get paid in this world. I feel a mitzvah kallah for every mitzvah they did. Shoisin tzaddik v'yoshahu. Therefore, they don't have to worry about getting anything in Olam Haba. Hashem doesn't want them to get into Olam Haba, Rachman al-Litzlan. The question is, it's a very serious question. Moshe Rabbeinu says in Maseches Brachos, he doesn't understand tzaddik v'raloi. Tzaddik v'raloi, Rosh HaMetoivloi. Here's the answer. I never understood it. Here's the answer. I once asked him about the show when he gave me a teretz. I wrote it down in my Brachos Gemara. But here, l'chayr is a teretz. Tzaddik v'raloi, because he did a few averis, he gets punished in this world. Rosh HaMetoivloi. He did a few mitzvahs, he gets a reward in this world. Okay. Zok Gemara Baita. Tzadik v'yoshahu, omru, b'shas, b'ti rosoi, shal odom l'beis olomoi, kol maisov, nifrotim, or niftorim, l'fonov, yem l'kach v'kach osiso. Oi, Rabbeisai, this is real. Kach v'kach osiso, this is what you did. V'mokom ploini, v'yoyim ploini. V'yoyim ahin, he says yes, or hain. He's madstick the din. You judge me correctly. When my mother was buried, it was in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't go to my father's shalom zelvaya. I went to my mother's shalom zelvaya. Mem and I was. They pushed me off the cemetery, whatever. But the chevra kedisha was in the kever, holding the mace. Holding the mace and saying you're going to Olam Haba with your meisim. Well, unbelievable. Oh, my Shmuel. Kol Yeshu B'tayinah Sikra Choytei. Oh, here we get into the Gemara about whether or not fasting is a good idea when you don't have to fast. Is fasting a good idea when you don't have to fast? Oh, my Shmuel. Kol Yeshu B'tayinah Sikra Choytei. Anybody Yeshu B'tayinah Sikra Choytei is called a Choytei. Savaki hai tano, he holds like this tana tanya. Shmuel holds like the tana is a machlokes tanoim. Reb Loza kofa berebi yoyim ma tamalim bechiper lo ba'ashe chot ala nefesh kibiza nefesh chot. Bechiza nefesh chot the nozir, what did the nozir do wrong? I said, see your ass woman a yayin. What are you not drinking wine for? Reb Nozir, why are you not drinking wine? Ba'al loy dvarm kabal choyme. Well, ma'az esh le tzir ass woman a yayin. Somebody only keeps us all back from wine. Nikra choyte. Habitaz when we call dobe, but dobe alachas kamal kamal. If a fasting is worse, Rebbe Lozor Oimer is a machlokes between Rebbe Lozor and Rebbe Lozor Kafir. Lozor Oimer is a kodosh, faket, he's going to kodosh and nema, kodosh yeh gedol, gedol, gadel pera seir reishoi. He's called a kodosh. Omar says, let's hear Aswad with Dover Echad. He was only concerned himself on one thing. Nikra kodosh. He's called a kodosh for not taking a haircut, or not drinking wine. But Tzar Aswad called Dover Echad's Gamba Kamo. Ula Shmuel. Shmuel says it's a choyte. Hoikri Kaddish. It says it's a Kaddish. Hu agidol peira. Talking about the here. The here. You can't have enough in the here that is cut off. That's called Kaddish. Well, the blazo hodik a choyte. Hu the soy of nafshe. No. That's different. That's why he's called a choyte. Mir blazo hochi. What are you talking about? Where blazo olam yimon odom atzmoi, a person. Olam yimon odom atzmoi kiilu tapadav yud alav medbeis kiilu kodosh shori b'teich meyav. A person should think as though his intestines have kedusha, says Rashi in the top of the Omid. Kiilu kol meyav kodosh, his intestines are kodosh v'oslach kishon, and you can't make them weak by fasting. V'oslach kishon, d'ochi mash v'kir b'cho kodosh kloimar, the osalus aris v'kir b'cho kodosh, because it's kodosh. Okay, now here, this is the big tumul halacha. Hod the motzi l'tzure nafshei, hod le motzi l'tzure nafshei. Rashi says in the first narrow line, hod the motzi l'tzure nafshei, sheyochol lizbol hatainis. If you can be soivel the tainis, mishabchoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishabeach. Avon mishen yochol esadeh, somebody who can't fast, and he fasts anyways, that person is called a chayt. Nikra chosid. Somebody who fasts, Rashi. No, nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Talking about a person who brings other tanesim upon himself. We're going to talk about this in a moment. Nikra chosid, shenema goimel nafshoi ish. Gemal Nafshe Ish Chosid. Rashi says, Nikra Chosid, the fifth narrow line, Nikra Chosid, Abis Anid, Gemal Nafshe Ish Chesed. Mafresh Asmi Michael Mishtek, Yerba Gomel Shitzchok. Oh, yeah. Mafresh himself. Talked to Gemara right there. Omer of Sheishes, Hai Bar Bei Rav, Yosef Betanisa, a Bar Bei Rav, a Talmud Chochem. Oh, a Talmud Chochem, who fast, Lechol Kalbo Lesherusa, let his dog eat his food. Let a dog eat his food. Because you're not supposed to fast. You're not supposed to fast. Stop. Now, it's going to be one line in between the lines here. Ain't Tainas Siva Babel El Tisha Babel. There is no Tainas Siva Babel except for Tisha Babel. What does that mean? That means in Eretz Yisrael, where they needed rain, there were Tanesim. As we said when we began this Masechta, this Masechta is called Tainas, not because of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av and Saint Gedalia. This Masechta is called Tainas because of the Tanesim that were instituted when there was a lack of rain. And it was asked at the beginning of Shir today, three Tanesim, etc., etc., etc. But in Bavel, they never did that. Why not? Because as we already had in Bavel, Bavel was wet. It was moist. There was water underneath. They didn't need rain. Ain't Tainas Siva of Bavel or Tisha Bavel. But Tisha Bavel, of course, they had a fast, as Mark just asked. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baraba, Amar Rish Lakish, Ain Talmud Chochem Rishai Leishiv Tainas. A Talmud Chochem may not fast. What does that mean? Rashi says, Cholashu, he's weak. And as a result of being weak, he's not going to be able to learn. Okay, now, Rabbi Sai, this is something which I think we have to stop for a moment and mention. There are many people who throughout the Torah, they excelled in their Avodas Hashem by having Gevaldik Asmada and not sleeping. They excelled in Avodas Hashem by fasting and not eating. Now, Rabbi Yashiv said in his lifetime he never fasted. Never skipped a meal. But we do know he didn't sleep too much. We know there were cases in the Gemara about people who fasted for 40 years. We know that there were people who fasted every Monday and Thursday. Yaakov Yosef Herman fasted every single day for I don't know how many years. Decades. Until the end of his life when he could no longer do it. So, you know, it's really a very serious issue here. And it's totally, you know, kol ish v'ish. But one thing is for sure. Fasting, when a person is a Talmud Chochem, or a person is learning, that the fast is going to negatively affect his learning, that's a very serious shiloh. We had that shiloh once many years ago, Rachman al-Aslan, when the Sefer Torah fell in Tur. So we said the people who were teaching couldn't fast because they would not be able to teach their Talmidim correctly. If people felt they wouldn't be able to work, I'm talking about the people, the peripheral people, the people of the shul, who did not and were not involved in the room at all when the Sefer Torah fell. But there are many people who fast Shavuot. There are many people who fast Aser Shemay Tshuva. It's brought down in halacha to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, again, you know, there are definitely things that we do. There's no question about that. There are things that we do regarding the issue of fasting. The FLP Cain, it's really very, very important that a person has to know who he is and what he is, whether or not he's a lot of fast. Now Tysus says on the third Tysus in the Yomid, a little Tysus, ain't Tynus Sibor Bibavel, Elatisha Babulvad, Piri Shahoyalem Habi Gishomim, as I said before, because they had a lot of rain. Rain was not the issue. And that's why there's a tumult, but that's the way we conduct ourselves. We conduct ourselves like bubble. Sound like somebody want to ask a question?
These are including when the Rabbanan of the day institute them, or is this talking about just personal fast that one picked on.
There's no question that when there is a tannis that is nigzer on the tzibur, like we fasted, it's again, we fasted because it's a day to, that when some people fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, fast because it was Yom Kippur Katan, because of the matzav going on in the world at that time, and for Klal Yisrael. So that also is a day of where many people fast. Many people fast, Yom Kippur Katan. So that also is somewhat of a different shaila, somewhat of a different shaila. But the bottom line is here is that fasting is a means of avodas Hashem, and that's really everything that's been going on right now until Daf Yud Aleph. To a certain extent, that fasting is a means of avodas Hashem. I don't know if that will be the teretz for Colin's question at the beginning of Shir from last week's Shir, that Lamaisa fasting is something that we do again as a means of avodas Hashem. And therefore, when the matzav is serious. It's not the time for tilum, it's the time for fasting. Yes, what were you going to ask?
Right. No, I was saying, but just shot in the Gemara, when they're coming to criticize the Manda Amr, what is he talking about? He's talking about an individual who takes it on? He's talking about even when the Chazal said that we need to do Monday, Thursday, Monday?
No, we're not talking about that. He's not talking about
What's he criticizing? What's he saying we shouldn't do?
He's talking about a yochid taking on.
A yochid,
not the tzibur, a yochid. When a yochid decides to take on a fast, that's called a chayte. That's a big, and that, I'm telling you, it's a big machlokes, and it, depending upon where a person is holding, what a person should do. Individuals, if they're allowed to, if they're not allowed to, in the matzav, it needs a very serious shiloh to ask if a person should fast. I want to end by telling you, I said this mice over a number of times, that a person in Philadelphia Yeshiva, Reb Mendel Kaplan was the Rebbe there, who's a very famous person. He was a Rebbe in Skokie before that, and he noticed one of a good Talmidim was falling asleep during Shir. Remember this story, Rabbi Say? Okay, if you don't remember it, so I'm going to tell you right now. Maybe you never heard it from me. Anyways, he was falling asleep during Shir, one of the Talmidim. And so Reb Mendel Kaplan called him over and said, "What's going on here?" He said, I stopped eating supper. I never eat supper anymore. And I'm learning instead. Why aren't you eating supper? He said, "I'm not eating supper because I'm noig precious. Precious. I want to be noig precious." As we're talking right now, I'm working on myself. And one of the ways I'm working on myself is by fasting. Fasting not a whole day, but not eating supper. So Mendel told him, "You can't be noig precious and fall asleep during Shir." So he said, "Okay, but I want to be noig precious. I want to shtag by being noig precious." So Mendel told him, "Go down to the dining room and take supper. And sit at the table while everybody's eating. And wait 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 300 seconds. And then start eating." So he came back to Mendel a week later, and he said he couldn't do it. 3 months, he didn't walk into the dining room for supper. That he could do. But to watch everybody eating and not eat for only 5 minutes, you couldn't do it. So it's a big issue of avoda. Avoda is hard. If a person wants to grow, you know, how do you grow? What do you do? So this Gemara is one of the makaris for this shaila. You know, what is a person allowed to do? Not allowed to do. You know, depending how strong you are, depending what your physical capabilities are. Okay. Wishing everybody Hatzlacha Rabba. Thank you all very much for Shir today. We should all be excited to continue Bez Hashem. Just want to ask a question. Okay, you know what? I'll leave it. Okay, we'll talk about it next week. Very good. Kol Tov, Rabbi. Say Hatzlacha Rabba. Kol Tov.